Howdy, everybody. Here we are, all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. The dictionary defines an imitation as that which is made to resemble something. Well, that just about describes most imitations of Horlicks malted milk. They only resemble Horlicks. For quality and results, they do not begin to equal it. For one thing, Horlicks was the first, the original malted milk. It was discovered 50 years ago by Mr. William Horlicks and has since then been recommended by physicians all over the world. It contains rich, full cream milk, combined with extracts of the finest wheat and malted barley. From the very beginning, Horlicks enjoyed a tremendous popularity, a popularity which in a few years was to circle the world. Of recent years, many imitations have appeared on the market resembling Horlicks, the original. But none of them could match this famous malted milk, either for quality or results. Today, as always, Horlicks is the leader. That's why, if you want the best, you should insist on Horlicks malted milk. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. After Lum and Abner paid Squire Skimp $100 on two different occasions for finding the diamond that was lost in Pine Ridge the other day, the old fellows returned it to the stranger who lost it, only to find out that it was an imitation, and they failed to collect the reward. Well, as we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Lum and Abner down at the Jot 'em Down store, where the main subject of conversation is still about the fake diamond. Listen.
Well, let's quit talking about it. It's done over now. Just forget it.
Well, I can't forget about it. Every time I try to forget it, that makes me think of it again.
Well, I'm tired of hearing your mouth about it.
Every time I think about Squire beating us out of $200, I get so dead blame mad I could go right over to his place and give him a licking.
Well, go on over there and give him a licking in, if that'll make you feel any better.
Well, that ain't going to get our money back, whipping Squire.
Why, of course not.
Well, I don't see no use to go over there and start a fight with him.
Well, I never told you to give him a whooping.
You did, too. You just now said for me to go on over there and do it.
Well, yeah, I said that, but I just...
Well, I don't think it looked right, me being the constable here, supposed to uphold the law, going around starting fights with folks.
Why, of course not.
Well, what you trying to get me to do it then for? Why don't you do it yourself if you want him whipped so bad?
I never said nothing about wanting him whipped. You was the one that kept talking about going over and giving him a whooping.
Yeah, let's just forget about it.
You wouldn't be no match for Squire, nohow. He'll weigh 200 pounds.
Why, of course he will. Big bully. Why don't he jump on somebody's side if he wants to fight? Picking on me because I'm littler than he is.
Why, he ain't trying to start no fight with you.
No, he better not, neither. I'm just mad enough right now to go over there and beat the everlasting daylights out of him.
Well, go on over there then and do it. Quit talking about it.
There you go, trying to ag me into it again, Lum. I thought we argued that out just now.
Well, we did, but you just keep saying that you want to fight, Squire. Go on fighting.
Yeah, but I don't think you ought to let me do it. That ain't going to get us no further.
Well, it ain't none of my business what you do. You ought to be old enough to look after yourself for this time.
Yeah. I don't believe I'll go. Maybe I can quit being so mad. You know, that's my trouble. I just fly off in the handle. Lose my temper too quick. Get me mad and I don't know what I'm doing. Hardly.
Well, if you keep thinking about how big Squire is, I don't think you'll have no trouble controlling yourself.
No. And it's a good thing he ain't here right now, I'll say that.
Yeah, it sure is.
That blames him. How far is it over to his place?
Well, you know how far it is. You've been over there 1,000 times. See his house from here. There it sits right over on the hill yonder.
Yeah, but now it's a heap farther than it looks, Mama, the way that road circles around there.
Well, take that shortcut through the field over there, then.
Oh, I don't know, no. Now, that's awful low ground through there. I'm afraid it'd be awful muddy through there after that rain we had last night.
Well, go around the road, then.
Well, there ain't no use to go clean around the road when you can cut across that field yonder.
Yeah, but you said the field was muddy.
Well, it is.
Oh, for goodness sake, Sam.
And if I have to go clean around the road there, why, it'll take me too long. I don't believe I can stay mad that long. Mike would get over there, and I wouldn't be mad no more, and he would. And what would I do?
I don't know.
Reckon I could take along a present of some kind.
A present?
Yeah, what'd be nice to give Squire?
To give him?
Yeah, some kind of a nice present. Wish it was Christmas. Reckon when his birthday is.
What's he talking about giving him a present for? I thought you was going to give him a whooping.
Yeah, well, I was going to, but, well, we're so busy here. Maybe I better not leave the store now.
Well, we ain't busy. Yeah, go ahead. I can look after things for myself. Grandpap will be back directly, anyhow.
Yeah, that blame it. He's always showing up right at the wrong time.
Well, go on over there if you're going.
I thought you wanted me to forget about it.
I do. We've got to decide on them plans for remodeling the store here.
Well, you'll need me here at the store then, won't you?
Why, sure.
Well, good for you. Yeah, let's quit talking about Squire.
Yeah.
Every time I get to thinking about it, I get so dad blame mad, I could go right over to his place and beat the everlasting daylights out of it. Oh, wait a minute. You need me here at the store, don't you? Good.
Yeah, ain't no use to keep talking about it, Abner. We's lucky to get out of that diamond deal easy as we did.
Oh, yeah.
Lost $200, but that's better than it would have been if we'd have had to pay that fella $1,000 for that diamond he lost. We can thank Grandpap for that.
Yeah, well, Grandpap just beat me to it. I just fixed and run him out of the store myself.
Yeah. You're about like me. You believe the whole story. May as well admit to it. We'd have both paid him the money if it hadn't been for Grandpappy's fears.
Yeah, I reckon so. But I was awful mad, though. I know that. I know I was mad. I recollect that.
Yeah. Well, the thing that scared that fellow off when Grandpap threatened to call the sheriff out here from the county seat.
Yeah, that's what done it.
He never wanted to get up mixed up with no sheriff.
No, sir. Body could tell he's afraid to face the sheriff here.
Boy, that shows he was a crook right there.
Why, sure. And Squire's bound to have been in cahoots with him all along through that low-down Squire scheme.
Of course he was. Of course, but proving it's another thing. We say he was, and he said he wasn't. So what you gonna do?
Well, I'm going over and get... Oh, that's right. Well, Grandpap says he's gonna get that $200 back for us anyhow. What about the damn plans you're talking about?
Right here.
Let's see them.
Proud to see you interested again.
Yeah.
He's talking about giving Squire a whooping. Just forget about that now.
Well, I'm trying to forget it. I keep reminding myself every time I think to forget it. I think to start it over again.
Now, here, I was talking to Ezra Seastrunk this morning. He says he'll do the carpenter work here in the store for $100.
$100?
Yeah.
Well, Ezra's right handy with the saw and hammer, all right. He's always laid out here at the casket makings ever since I recollect here in Pine Ridge.
Yeah, only trouble, Ezra can't read or write, and he couldn't tell nothing about these plans I've got drawn up here.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't hold that again, Ezra, long. You showed them plans to my eye. Everybody's come in the store here, and so far, you're the only one that can tell anything about them.
Yeah, looks like I'm about the only architect around here.
Oh, my goodness, Lom.
What's the matter?
Squire, look, he's coming in here. Squire's here.
Yeah, good. Now you won't have to go over there to give him that whooping.
Who? Quit who?
Why, you were talking about going over and giving him whooping a while ago.
Yeah, but don't you know, Lom, we decided I better not do that, you know.
Old Squire don't know what he's walking into.
Now, Lom, don't you let me start no fight with him now. If I get to saying a bunch of stuff I oughtn't to, why, you just make me hash up. Tell Squire I don't mean it.
No, sir, I'm going to tell Squire every last word you
said. Now, don't you do it now, Lom. I was mad when I done that. I get mad and I don't know what I'm saying. I ain't responsible.
Well, all right, just got
it. Don't tell him, because I don't think I meant it.
No, neither one of us don't want to act mad.
No, that's the time. Yeah, fool him, won't we? That's
well, what I mean by that, I'm going to try to figure out some way to get even with him, and if he knows we're mad about it, well, he's going to be watching us awful close.
Why, sure.
I want him to think that we forgot about the whole incident.
Yeah, that's the time.
Why not? Well, howdy, Squire.
Yeah, hello, Squire, old boy. Come here. Mad
eye. Well, how are you today, Squire?
Why, all right, I guess, Lom. How are you, gentlemen?
Oh, just only tolerably. Sort of down with the rheumatiz again.
Yes, well.
Sit down, Squire, sit down.
No, thanks, Lom. I can't say it. Just dropped by here. I heard some bad news about you fellas.
bad news about us?
Well, yes. Somebody was telling me that that stranger, you know, refused to give you the $200 reward for that diamond head that you found. I just heard it a while ago.
Yeah, well, he claimed it was a fake.
Well, that's what he said.
Said it wasn't the one he lost at all.
Yes, well, that's what I heard. That's too bad, sure. I just hope that you men don't think that I had anything to do with it.
Oh, no, Squire. I hadn't thought nothing about that.
Oh, no, that never entered our heads at all, Squire.
Of course
not.
Well, just to prove to you that I want to do what's right, I'm going to give you men your $200 back.
You mean you're...
Rather than to have you think for 1 minute that Squire Skimp would beat two of his best friends out of $200... I'll gladly give you the money back and take the diamond. That is, the stone that I sold you we thought was a diamond.
I don't know what to do, hardly, Squire.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, man. I'll make it $300, not a cent more. That's my top price,
$300.
$300? No, Mr. Holmes, can't you talk? Tell him you'll take it before he backs out.
Sure, we'll take it. If you want to do it, recollect it's your own proposition, though.
Have you got the diamond, room?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Grandpap took it into the county seat for me Saturday and had it set in a ring for me.
Yes, that's what he was telling me.
See, I was aiming on giving it to Evelina for a engagement ring. But, of course, if you want to give me $300, there it is.
Yes,
yes. Now, give us the money, sure.
I ain't bogey, Squire. That's sure fair, I'll say that. I knowed all along that you'd do the right thing about it. I was just telling Mom a while ago I was aiming on giving you a nice present. Wasn't I, Lom?
Shut up,
man. Well, here you are now, Lom. There's 20, and 40, and 60, and 80, 100, 120.
Well... This certainly does not sound like Squire Skimp. Something wrong. And now, here's an interesting letter from Mrs. Newell E. Smith of Akron, Ohio. She says,
I have been using Horlick's malted milk for my baby daughter and have found there is no other food that can equal Horlick's for infant feeding. I couldn't find a single other food to agree with her. Before I tried Horlicks, I had heard it mentioned on the Lum and Abner program every evening. This, and the fact that a neighbor in Aston also recommended it to me, decided me to get a package. To my surprise and delight, there was a big change in my baby after only the second feeding. She has gained about a pound a week. I can surely recommend Horlicks malted milk to mothers who are in doubt about food for their babies.
And so can we, Mrs. Smith, very sincerely. For over 50 years now, Horlicks has proved just as beneficial to thousands upon thousands of other mothers all over the world. You too can get it, you know, at your druggist in either natural or chocolate flavor. This is Carlton Brickert speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks, who now bid you all good night and good health.